Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
720 WGN, it is Dane here with you, high atop Chicago Skyline Studio on the verge of NASCAR awesomeness. It is coming. It is here. It is finally here. And a person with her hand on the pulse of all of it, shaping what is that amazing experience as Chicago becomes the epicenter of the motorsports world here in Chicago, is the president of the NASCAR Chicago Street Race, the one and only Julie Giese. Julie, welcome to, well, almost race weekend.
I know. Happy Friday. Happy July 4th.
I'm like, hey, there's so many things to celebrate. Also, checking the weather report. Maybe a little sprinkle today if you're going to get it out of the way. It looks like the weekend. I don't want to jinx it, so I'm not going to say what it is.
Exactly.
But I feel pretty confident that we are going to have an amazing weekend of racing. And here it is, too, as we've talked to so many of the drivers. They are so excited about it. Instead of maybe that first year of indecision, like, what is it? We're not sure what the track's going to be, the course. People have a strategy. They have a lot of goals and aspirations. They're ready to race.
They really are. And it's exciting to see our industry continue to get excited about coming to Chicago. Obviously, the energy in and around downtown and really throughout the city is tangible. There's a lot of excitement. Just so excited to put race cars on the track tomorrow morning.
Yeah, and when we talk about some of the things that NASCAR has put in place to enhance that experience, whether it's the festival atmosphere for it or even just the access, you know, with the kids, talk a little bit about some of that over the course of time, just to kind of shape what has been a very unique experience in a very unique setting, kind of tweaking it, dialing it in to make it just more fun for more people. Kids are getting in free.
It is, and that's something, the beauty of a temporary course like what we have is we have the ability to change the layout, evolve that based on fan feedback, and you'll see anyone coming out to the race this weekend will definitely get a chance to see that. The biggest change for us, you talk about kids 12 and under being free. Last year, that was Saturday only. This year, kids 12 and under free for the entire weekend in those grounds pass viewing areas. So bring the whole family out. We've got a great kid zone, a lot of activities to keep the kiddos entertained. But then on Saturday night, obviously, we have Zach Brown Band that's going to be part of the Busch Light Summer Music Series. They're going to play after the NASCAR Xfinity Series race. And we have relocated that concert stage from the far south end of the event footprint right to the middle, right on IW Wells and Columbus Drive, right at the start-finish line.
You're seeing some of the drivers kind of planning out what their victory celebration is going to be, how they are going to celebrate. Shane Van Gisbergen, obviously, you know, he has had this dialed in. He has won here, and so much excitement with WeatherTech being a local company here. They're excited for it. And then we just had on Alex Bowman, defending champion. And earlier in the season, we talked with him about that trip down to the Jack Daniel's distillery. And so we were wondering where the barrel is, if it's going to be kept, you know, in his pit, or if you've got it waiting for him. He thinks you should have it waiting for him in Victory Lane.
I was going to say, I'm sure that would be his preference, and we can definitely make that happen if he's able to make it two in a row.
So when it comes to the, before we let you go, as far as like the tickets, where people can go, and then just sort of the run of events tomorrow and the next day. I know some of the race times have been switched around to optimize things for people.
We have. I'd say if you're planning to come out, definitely go online to NASCARChicago.com and get your tickets in advance. We do have a box office on site that will be open throughout the weekend. It's located on Monroe Street between Columbus Drive and Michigan Avenue. From a ticket perspective, we have grounds passes, as I've mentioned. It's probably one of the only options we have left on Sunday. Some reserved seats still on Saturday, but definitely anyone that wants to come out, go online to NASCARChicago.com and lock in your tickets.
We'll, of course, have links up at WGNRadio.com for that a little bit later on today and all through the weekend. Julie, I got to tell you, just kudos to you and your amazing team for all the work that you guys put into this. People think of it as fun and it's, you know, it's just that whole public-facing side of it, but really, you know, the effort to put this thing on and work with the city and build the track and, of course, all of that public relations that goes with it pretty much starts the day after the race has ended to plan for the next one. So kudos to you guys. We're here again. All that work has been done, and it's going to be a great weekend for the fans.
I appreciate it. We look forward to seeing everyone this weekend and just more importantly, showcasing how beautiful this city is.
Julie Giese, thanks so much, Julie. Good luck with everything. We'll see you soon.
Thank you.
720 WGN. It is the 4th of July. Here in the, well, all over the world, it's the 4th of July, but for us, it matters a ton. And specifically here, which is, you know, Chicago, the food capital, the restaurant capital of the world. And we've got that hotline. The bat signal is out. When it becomes the 4th of July, not only, you know, one of the very biggest stars in the world of barbecue, but also one of the most patriotic people on the entire planet. We put the hotline call up to the North Woods of Wisconsin, to the one and only and the most famous Dave of all, famous Dave Anderson. Dave, welcome. Welcome to 4th of July. Welcome to WGN.
Hey, what a great way to start the day of the 4th of July, where we're celebrating America. We're celebrating just families and friends. And, you know, barbecue is America's food. Barbecue is how we celebrate. And it's really an exciting time to get with family and friends.
Yeah, you're up in the barbecue headquarters. Wherever you are, where there's like a 5-mile radius around Dave Anderson, and that becomes the barbecue headquarters wherever you're at. But you've got that great history, even though you are the nation's, the world, everyone thinks of you as sort of a global guy, but Chicago is your hometown. You grew up here, and of course you're in tune with the barbecue history of Chicago.
You know, I am a Chicago boy, born and raised in Chicago, grew up in Chicago, and I can remember as early as 1959 getting rib tips with my dad at Lem's Barbecue. So we go way back, and I grew up knowing where every South Side barbecue joint was, and I knew we were different because when all the other families were going out for pizza and hot dogs in Chicago, of course, my dad was packing us up in the family station wagon. We were headed out to the South Side of Chicago for barbecue.
So many great things, so many great cuisines here in the Chicago area. I always say you can take a globe, you can spin it, put your finger down, and somebody in the Chicago area is doing it at a high level. But when it comes to barbecue, Dave, and you've been all over the country, you know, people think of Texas barbecue or Memphis barbecue or Carolina barbecue. Do you feel like, and maybe through your ambassadorship as well, that Chicago is getting more respect now for its barbecue side than maybe in the past?
Without a doubt. You know, we have so many great barbecue joints that have opened up all over Chicago. You know, you got Barry Sorkin with Smoke on Pulaski Avenue. You've got Green Street Meats right off of right outside the loop there, and of course, you know, Lem's Barbecue. They just won a James Beard Award. How cool is that?
Oh,
but there are so many great barbecue joints all over the city. But, you know, one of my fondest memories was there was Eddie's Real Pit Barbecue in Logan Square back when the L train was still elevated up above. And I can remember growing up, my dad, we'd be about a block away from Logan Square there, and we'd roll down the windows and we could smell that sweet hickory smoke that was just wafting from their Chicago aquarium style smoker. Yeah, and you know what? That's probably one of the unsung heroes of Chicago barbecue. Is out of all the barbecue ways to, you know, smoke meats, you got the big mesquite pits down in Texas. You've got you know, how they smoke lamb in the Carolinas, but Chicago has its own history with aquarium smokers. Chicago aquarium smokers, which are huge smokers that you're smoking over live fire, but they have windows on all
yes,
all four sides.
Well, come on, Dave, because think about it. Like, barbecue can be a spectator sport. I feel that we have some sort of primordial attraction to live fire and live fire cooking. And when you can build in, you know, just an observation center for it with the aquarium smoker, that is exactly what I was going to ask you about. With so many things happening, you know, just in the business of barbecue, where you've got, you know, whether it's all the different smokers or pellet smokers or griddle, you know, all the kind of different things that come out where they try to get people different opportunities and options to kind of cook things. The aquarium smoker has that great history. Now, Dave, I know I've seen the ones, you know, at Lim's. I've seen the one up at your house where you are right now. Did it start out just as an aquarium? Maybe like, hey, let's just put the fire in there. Or was it specifically built for barbecue?
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, this Chicago Aquarium Smoker actually should be revered as one of the real pit ways of smoking meats. The windows around the Chicago Aquarium Smoker move. And so you can actually create a vortex, almost like a little hurricane within there where the smoke. That's one of the interesting things about the Chicago Aquarium Smoker is that you're cooking over live fire. Now, the thing that I admire most about this aquarium smoker is that you are a real pit master. There's no throwing your meats in this metal box, and it's run by computers. With a Chicago aquarium smoker, you've got to be there 24/7 because that thing's, you got live fire, you got ribs or chicken or whatever you're smoking, where the meat fat renders out, and then the droplets of grease, they fall onto the smoldering embers. They actually explode, and then the smoke carries all these beautiful, tasty droplets up, and then they fall back down on the food. I mean, it's really unlike any other barbecue. You know, and people, I don't know if they really know this, but it's one of the unsung heroes of barbecue anywhere in the world.
It's like a deliciousness ecosystem that you're building inside the aquarium smoker. Well, you think about this. It is not a spectator sport if you're going to cook with one of those. And we'll have pictures up and links at WGNradio.com so you can see what it is. But some people are probably hearing this and saying, wow, that sounds involved. It sounds too much trouble. I need someone else to cook for me and make this great barbecue for me. And of course, you know, this is an American success story, your great story of Famous Dave's Barbecue. And there's locations around the Chicagoland area, around the country, right? We reached 38 states in Canada, so a lot of Famous Dave's locations to choose from for listeners. But talk a little bit about on the 4th of July, you know, Famous Dave's. I mean, people are getting out there. They're just getting their barbecue there.
Well, I tell you what, if you want to have America's most award-winning barbecue, come on over to Famous Dave's because you're going to get some mouth-watering, juicy barbecue ribs. You got honey-buttered cornbread. You got country-roasted chicken, Texas beef brisket. Well, I'm telling you, if you want a 4th of July feast, come on over to Famous Dave's and we're gonna set you up right. Feed family and friends, you know. And Dane, that's one of the things about Famous Dave's Barbecue is that we're an American barbecue joint. We started off, my dad being a Native American, a Choctaw Indian, he just loved his barbecue. And growing up, I can remember my dad. We were one of the first ones to have a charcoal grill on our block. But we grew up always having barbecue, and you know, there isn't a better way to have fun with family and friends when you're around a grill and you're doing your own barbecue, or you go visit one of the area's Famous Dave's Barbecue. You're going to have a fun time.
So, Dave, you think about this. When you are up there, and this is one of your favorite holidays, and of course is inspiration for the listeners, on the 4th of July, and where you are in your compound and the fireworks and the cooking and everything you do, share with the listeners how you're going to be celebrating the 4th in Wisconsin.
Well, we have... We're making wings on one of these Meadow Creek grills. We can cook up about 100 some wings at a time. I got that going. I've got my Chicago Aquarium smoker that sits outside my cabin. I'm going to be loading that thing up almost here within the next hour with some ribs and rib tips and chicken. Then we've got a lot of sides, salads, jello molds, watermelons. I'm telling you what, we are going to celebrate the 4th. And of course, you know, we're our cabins are on a lake, and we're going to be watching the fireworks tonight. You know, this is such a great time where we celebrate America's history of being just a wonderful country. But more than anything, we get to have fun with family and friends. You know, barbecue isn't just a way of cooking, but it's the camaraderie that you have with family and friends.
Yep, yeah, it is the food that brings people together. And of course, this holiday, more so than any other, brings everyone in America together. We only got maybe about 30 seconds left, Dave, but I've got Brian Bishop. He is the president of the African Charcoal Company. He is he's been a friend. You've talked with him. He is a fan. We're going to have Dr. Barbecue Ray Lampe coming on a little bit later on in the program. But I know Brian wants to say hello, Dave.
Hey, Dave, how are you? How was the Chippewa flowage yesterday?
Oh, it was amazing. We were out on the Chippewa flowage. You know, the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame is in Hayward, Wisconsin for a reason, because we've got some incredible lakes in God's country, where I say, you know, this is God's country, because a phone call to God is just a local call. But we were slaying the fish. We got a mess of crappies. We got several walleyes, and we're going to be cooking those up today, too. So, yeah, we were out fishing. It's
awesome.
it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, Dave, well, we're going to let you get back to your 4th of July. So thankful not only to be able to hear the inspiration from you about everything happening with the 4th of July, but to be able to check in with you and have you celebrate with our WGN listeners. Thanks, Dave. Happy 4th of July.
Hey, and everyone, enjoy this 4th. Get out there, cook up some great barbecue, and may you always be blessed, and God bless.
All right. Thanks, Dave. It is the 4th of July. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, more barbecue. We got Brian Bishop, Dr. Barbecue. Keep it here, 720 WGN. The 4th of July excitement. Everyone is excited leading into the weekend. So much fun is going to happen. We are going to be talking, and we have talked about all the racing that is going to be happening. But the one thing that everybody is going to be doing, I think, consistently is trying to grill out in the backyard, trying to barbecue a little bit. And it's great that we have this team photo of superstars that help us, you know, make better barbecue, learn about what to do with some of the products out there, whether it's the charcoal side, whether it's the equipment side, whether it's the advice side. And a guy in studio with us going to be able to help us with all of that is Brian Bishop. You know him as the man behind Bishop's Pitmaster Barbecue, and of course the president of the African Charcoal Company. Brian, welcome to WGN.
Hello, Chicago. Thank you very much for having us in, Dane.
Yeah, so people think of you, you know, you're a Chicago guy, but now you've made some I just think some smart lifestyle and weather related choices, and now you kind of go back and forth between Miami and Chicago. You know, for the hometown listening audience, we don't reach Miami, so you're not going to insult anybody there. Was she like better?
Very different barbecue community. Love the barbecue community, grilling community here. Love the weather year-round in Miami. So.
And you can have the best of both, right?
I get it both. Yeah, I get everything.
Yeah, you've got grills. You can make barbecue down in Miami. So let's talk a little bit about your story. Those
sure.
On the barbecue side, you know, I've covered the American Royal many years. I've been a judge many, many times for the Jack Daniels, you know, World Championship barbecue that they have down in Lynchburg. I've done just a ton of different things with it. Know most of the barbecue personalities. And, you know, it is the kind of thing, and we talked about it a little bit with Dave Anderson, is that we feel like you're kind of hardwired to it. I think people are hardwired to live fire, to cooking, to barbecue. You're just kind of drawn to it. How did it start for you?
Well, it started for me, I mean, way back watching my uncles and my grandfather cook on a charcoal barbecue on the southeast side of Chicago as a young boy, right? And then my mother started a restaurant in South Holland, Illinois, and watching her cook and the passion and the happiness that she got from, you know, feeding family and friends and then turning it into a business. We used to spend, my brother and I and my sister and I, we used to spend hours in the kitchen watching my mom try new things, do new things. And that really, for me, was something that never left and won't ever leave. I love it.
Yeah, Chicago is, I always say, like Restaurant City, USA, you know, and people are doing it at a high level, regardless of the cuisine right here in this area. It's the home of the James Beard Awards. So Chicago has like that restauranting side, but it is a tough business. You got to be hardwired to be in the restaurant business. It's got to be your passion in order to be successful.
Sure. And, you know, I don't have a restaurant. And growing up,
it's probably pretty smart. I'm sure
it struggled with the business side of the restaurant business and all of that. It gave me a passion for food, but it also said, hey, listen, if you really want to grow this and you want to share, there's other ways to do it. And I found a few cool ways to do it.
So when it comes to the barbecue side, it's one thing to go ahead and make it for your family and friends. Some people limit themselves to there'll be a lot of, you know, burgers and hot dogs and brats and stuff being made this week. And if you can kind of branch out to the rib side, you brought some in for our team here at WGN. And I think Iridian's chewing, right? She's enjoying it. It is pretty good. Oh, she's got the pork chop sandwich.
Nice.
You get into the brisket side of things, it gets a little more complicated. So talk about it for you. How did it start? Did it start just making stuff in the backyard? Because then you got into the competition side.
Yeah, for real. I bought a Big Green Egg in 2017. I was year two into bringing the Super Bowl to Miami with a, you know, really talented group of people. I needed something to kind of occupy my time outside.
So you're saying barbecue is what sealed the deal for the Super Bowl in Miami?
I don't know about that, but I handed out a lot of barbecue. But so I started with a Big Green Egg and mastered that. Realized, all right, I can cook some barbecue. I can make tender ribs. I can do a few things with it. And my family and friends told me, man, you know, listen, you got this down. Mary Jo, my wife, said, you know, you've got this down. And I was like, yeah, I gotta find out where I stack up against the rest of the world. So I decided to do a couple of competitions. First competition I did was the Miami Pitmasters Barbecue Competition in Bayfront Park. And we were lucky enough to get second in brisket, third in ribs. I think pulled pork we took fourth. And so for that,
enough encouragement to throw yourself blindly into it.
For me, it was like, hey, I think I got something here. And then you start to do the math. And my hat's off to all of the competition guys. You know, my mentor in barbecue is Ray Lampe, who's going to be on in a little bit. But hats off to those guys. It is an expensive, grueling circuit. But I looked at it from a business perspective and how can I really explore my passion, and said, competition is going to be part of it. But let me just start sharing what we're doing here. I built the rub, built the sauce, involved with the charcoal company now, so.
Yeah, that's pretty smart. I wanted to get your thoughts on it. You know, I've got at home, I don't know, I might have like 10 different grills. You know, I've got a couple. I've got a couple pellet smokers. I've got, you know, a couple Weber situations. I've got a Big Green Egg, a Kamado Joe. You know, I've got a few things. I know my wife had said, like, oh, we just need one, you know, not really. They're all different, right? And you use them all different for different things. You mentioned the Big Green Egg. I've got to say, and this is no endorsement as far, you know, I don't, you know, we're not sponsored by the Big Green Egg. If I had to pick one, if I just had to pick one thing to have, I had to give up all the rest, it would probably be the egg is what I would have. It does so many things so well, so versatile. That's a good one to choose.
Amen. Amen. I struggled when I was picking out what I wanted to do in 2017, whether I went with a pellet cooker, because those were kind of coming on the scene. Traeger had just come out. It wasn't what it is now. And I really just went back to my roots on the southeast side, watching my dad and my uncles do, you know, cooking and charcoal. I was like, I got to go charcoal and natural fuel.
Yeah, you heard famous Dave Anderson. He kind of poo-pooed the computer-controlled barbecue. Like, that was, you know, you're not super authentic if you're not, you know, suffering next
100%.
To it.
Yeah, there's a little bit of that.
All night and overnight. I'm sure some of the listeners are like, I want a computer-controlled barbecue. Well, you know, there's benefits to each one, but I think just, you know, follow in our footsteps and have multiples so that you can enjoy all of it. Well, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to have, you mentioned your mentor, a longtime friend of mine, and Chicago's very own. One of those guys that, you know, in the genesis of competition barbecue, the Mike Royko Rib Fest right there in Grant Park, how it all started. He was there right for the epicenter of all of it when it happened. Ray Lampe's going to join us. So keep it here. It's Dane 720 WGN. 720 WGN. It is Dane here with you. High atop Chicago. 4th of July in until 10. And this is the way. I don't know if you know this, Brian, but this is the way that Ray, that's his alarm clock, is born on the 4th of July. And of course, maybe born in Chicago on the 4th of July. I'm not sure. Ray, think about this, and for the listeners that may not be as familiar, of course, so many are, but a barbecue Hall of Famer and one of Chicago's very own, they're at the genesis of the competition barbecue world, and so many victories as far as the advice and guidance on great barbecue. It's the one and only Ray Lampe. Ray, welcome to your station, to your town. Welcome to 4th of July.
Thanks, Dane. It's great to hear you. It's great to always be on in Chicago. And just even thinking about being in Chicago makes me happy.
Well, this happiness can continue a little bit more. We've got one of your other favorite things here with us. We've got Brian Bishop. Of course, you know him as your good friend,
Brian.
And also the president of African Charcoal Company. And he's got some of the stuff in studio. So WGN is enjoying the fruits of that labor as well.
Yeah, well, that's always a way to get yourself on the radio or TV. It's kind of, it's not a very much
100%.
You bring some food, they let you in.
So Ray, we were talking about, you know, some of Brian's background and certainly his journey in barbecue, and now it has led to converging of a lot of different roads here with African Charcoal Company. You are a guy who has worked with all of those different brands, can work with anything, know what's out there. What brought you to this brand, and what do you see as the thing that people should know?
Well, it's interesting you said can work with anything, which is true. I've worked with a lot of different brands over the years. And, you know, I'm not going to deny that sometimes I just needed the money, but I'm at a point in my life now where that's not why I would work with a brand. I work with a brand because it's something cool and it's a great product. And Brian and I have been friends for a while and just kind of been looking for a project to do. And boy, the perfect thing showed up. African Charcoal is like a dream product because it's kind of new. Nobody's really heard about it yet. It's a great product. It's got a great support, like through ownership. And Brian and I get to kind of just be the guys out here having the fun. And man, it's, you know, I could just be home and retired, but I'll get out of my chair for this.
Brian, talk a little bit about it. Like, what drew you to it? And then what makes it different? Because there are some people listening right now that say, hey, you could use anything. You know, you could just use your regular Kingsford from the Ace Hardware or wherever it is that you get stuff. What makes this worth going the extra mile and going with African?
Listen, for me, the first time I used it, I won awards in competition barbecue. And okay. So that kind of set things off for me. And that was my introduction to the owners of the company and the founder of the company. And a relationship was formed then, like in barbecue, Ray and I becoming friends through barbecue. So we became friends. They had a great idea and a concept and a brand, but they didn't know how to take it to market. And so I came in, and I'm now the engine bringing that to the market. Ray Lampe was my first call. And Ray's point, give me a bag, let me try it. And then I'll let you know. And it was, you know, I was biting my nails for about 2 weeks wondering what Ray was going to say because I value his opinion.
Yeah.
Right? And Ray came back and said, this is really good stuff. I knew that, but I wanted Ray to say that genuinely. And now Ray's part of the team. So what drew me to it, it's a great product. Burns clean, burns fast. It's FSC certified. The only FSC certified charcoal in the market.
Explain what that means.
So it's a forest certification, right? And so it comes from the ground and it's completely clean. It's also 100% sustainable. So we're harvesting an encroacher bush in Namibia, Africa. And by doing that, we're bringing back the wetlands and the wildlands and the area where the wildlife is so they can come back and live in that area. And we're making a great charcoal with it. So FSC certified, 100% sustainable, incredible fuel.
So making some great charcoal and making the world a better place at the same time. Here's the other thing about it, too. You know, there can be different labels and logos on the bag, but what's inside the bag is also different. The word exotic is there. Talk about the wood.
It's a gnarly looking tree, right? It's just ugly and it's gnarly, but it's hard and it's dense. So when you pick up a normal split that you would see in barbecue and you think it's going to be fairly light, it's really heavy and really dense. And that makes incredible charcoal. It burns longer than any charcoal I've ever used. It's not uncommon. You mentioned brisket earlier. When I'm cooking a brisket, I want to sleep at night. I want to put that thing over, you know, put that thing at night, wake up in the morning. With other charcoal brands, nothing against them. Yeah, I had to get up middle of the night, sometimes twice, to make sure the fire was still going. With African charcoal, I don't have to do that anymore. A bucket of charcoal and a big green egg at low and slow could go 18 hours.
Ray, your thoughts on how you use it and what you appreciate either about the way that it makes the food taste or maybe just the process, the way that it burns.
Yeah, well, you know, you mentioned some of the big brands of charcoal, and we've all been cooking on charcoal for a lot of years, and there's plenty of okay charcoal out there. I'll call it good charcoal. Now there's a market for premium charcoal. Like so many things now, we all want the best stuff. We don't want just the stuff that's okay. And that's where African charcoal fits in. And that's how it struck me. It was like, this is different. When you open the bag, it looks like you dream of your bag of charcoal looking. You know, the perfect size chunks, not a bunch of fine stuff in the bottom. And so we talk about cooking low and slow and lasting a long time. True. But it also is great for hot and fast. I'm going to cook some Wagyu fillets today. And I can promise you I will be able to get it as hot as I want it to sear up them fillets.
Well, people trust what it is that you say, Ray, when it comes to the Barbecue Hall of Fame. And, of course, Chicago, the street right here with Mike Royko and all of that. And so we know that if you say that this is what you're going to use, that it's certainly something to go ahead and seek out. So, Brian, where can people get it? I know that they're going to be hearing a lot more about this all summer here on WGN Radio and, of course, with Ray. But, like, explain where people can get it or find out more information.
You got it. You can go to our website and you can shop there if you want at this point. And also in the city, you can go to Lakeview Ace Hardware on Sheridan. You can go to Armitage Ace Hardware. Go see Brian O'Donnell. Tell him we sent you in. And then Prairie Side Ace Hardware in Kenosha, Wisconsin. We got a southeastern Wisconsin location, and we're growing our footprint almost every single day at this point.
We're going to build it into some of the racing stuff. Ray, I told him we're going to build it into some of the tailgates for racing, certainly on the NFL side. All of that will be here during, you know, as the Bears kick off their eventual Super Bowl season that's happening. We're going to have you here for that as well. So keep it here, and we'll have links up at WGNradio.com for all of it as well. Ray, I want to thank you. Brian, I want to thank you for coming in studio, Dave, and bringing people. I want to thank everybody that listens to the show today. Thanks to everybody who participated. Get out there. Enjoy your 4th of July. Enjoy your race weekend. Enjoy Chicago. Happy 4th of July, everyone. Keep it here, 720 WGN.